Christ Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to the heartbeat of the seller community, eBay Radio. Here is your host, Griff.
Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live today, it's September 27th, 2016. And if you're listening in the archives, this is show number 656. On today's show, we'll find out why you should attend a local seller meetup. We're going to explore a listing management tool that just might replace TurboLister for you. We'll get the inside scoop on eBay plans around the holiday season, how to make collections a part of your selling strategy, and we'll learn how to take better photos. We'll also talk with you as we do every week here on eBay Radio. But first, here's the eBay Radio news, brought to you by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
Hub advice, drilling, and 45s all feature in today's eBay Radio News for September 27th, 2016. I'm Lee. eBay is asking sellers for help to make sure the right products reach the right buyers every time. So effective immediately, if you see an item that doesn't belong on an eBay product page, you can flag it to be reviewed and possibly removed. We'll be telling you exactly how to do that in a couple of minutes here on eBay Radio. And also today on eBay Radio, Griff's top 10 shipping tips, so you don't want to miss that. eBay tells us a Halloween costume has endless choices. The outfit can copy the look of a celebrity, mimic a superhero, or simply be a practical joke. A costume for this fun holiday can be terrifying or show the wilder side of a person's personality. So I've got the top Halloween costumes of all times that range from the sexy to the psychopathic and feature everything in between. Number one on the list, Wonder Woman. Oh, Griff, I loved Wonder Woman.
You did,
when I was
you?
A young girl. We didn't have anybody else. Girls.
Did you spin around?
Oh, I just had her bracelets. I had the whole thing. You know, oh, I was okay. Wonder Woman. Number two, a hot dog costume. Number four, the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, referee costume.
Mm-hmm.
Number six, rainbow fairy. Mm. Number seven, Avatar costume. Number eight, Scream costume. Number nine, Vampire. And 10, Zombie. And of course, this year it's going to be Hillary and Trump a lot, too. From wigs to orange suits to Hillary masks and the like.
Yeah, I'm going as Geely.
You are going to do that?
Yeah. Yes, I am going to get, I'm going to have the dress and the,
oh, fun.
The wig. And
that's fun. I don't know what I'm going to do yet.
Okay.
My fall, you know, fallback is always gypsy, because you just tie a tambourine around your waist and...
Oh, I thought you meant gypsy like the musical.
No.
You know, being that kind of person.
No.
I was thinking you were going to dress up as Mama Rose.
Oh, I love that, though. Part two of How to Master eBay Seller Hub. Shanna Champion zooms in on the marketing tab,
mm-hmm.
where all of the branding, promotional, and advertising magic happens. You can give it a look at ebayforbusinessblog.com. Griff,
that's a great place, that eBay for Business Blog.
Isn't it? It's just got so much on it. Griff.
Yeah.
Here is an item number. It is 1522.
Oh, wait a minute. Now I lost the page. What happened?
Oh, no.
Okay, let me start again. I have to start my browser.
Okay.
It crashed it. Okay, go ahead.
1522.
1522.
4171.
4171.
0455.
0455.
Exactly.
I can type.
Yeah, it's being touted as one of the most important collection of recordings ever in history.
Yikes.
10,000.
10,000?
10,000 strong record collection with some pretty interesting stuff included. The collection has been built up over 60 years, and this guy says that he actually went out and searched these specific rare items to find them. I mean, that's how he spent his life, pretty much.
Wow.
Includes the likes of Gene Vincent, who we talked about a few weeks ago here on eBay Radio, Elvis Presley, Roy Orbison, Buddy Holly, and all of them, the Flamingos, remember the Eldorados, Griff? Crazy Little Mama Comes Knocking.
But another one. There's another hit by them.
By the Eldorados? I forgot what it was.
What was it?
Oh, so So he's
it's amazing.
All these people, the Flamingos, the Colts, all these doo-wop groups, and some of them into the 60s. As a matter of fact, he says it's taken 60 years of his life. He further describes it as one of the rarest and the best original 50s and 60s rock and roll vinyl collection in the world. And if you want to buy the whole collection right now, what's it going to set you back, Griff?
$224,787.43.
There you have it.
Shipping is $758.
And he said 1,175 of the records are rare original 45s.
Wow.
And last, Griff, don't drill a hole in your new iPhone.
Duh. Yeah, okay, I want to know if somebody actually did this.
Well, they
were so
well, they
stupid,
claim they did. They claim some people have done it. Someone put a spoof video up on YouTube.
Right.
Telling you how to drill a hole in your iPhone in order to put in earphones.
Oh, jeez.
Folks, it will ruin your phone. Do not drill a hole in your iPhone. I repeat, do not drill a hole in your iPhone.
When do we become an idiocracy?
That's eBay Radio News for September 27th, 2016, brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. I'm Lee Maribol. Now back to eBay Radio, where you got the grip.
All right, here we go.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by BULQ. Bulk, the easy way to source. You know, it's like saying if I take a Mercedes hood emblem and put it on my bicycle, it turns it into a car. I just don't understand people.
I'm typing this in. Has anyone really drilled a hole?
What do you think someone's going to
in
admit
their iPhone 7?
Yeah, we want to make fun of you.
Some people have been duped into drilling their own iPhone.
They pay, what, it's like $700 for this machine and this phone, and then you're going to do that?
It's an online prank that has gone very wrong for some gullible iPhone 7 users. I'm reading this. It seems that YouTube channel Tech Racks posted a parody video entitled Secret Hack to Get Headphone Jack on the iPhone 7 that makes fun of the whole iPhone 7 headphone jack removal furor, and basically the video suggests you use a drill to make a headphone jack. Shiny new phone.
I'm just...
I don't know. In better news.
Yeah, better news.
Griff, explain to us the importance of maintaining the integrity of eBay's product pages. I don't even know how that was written. So what do we do?
So there was an announcement, and I just posted something about it on our little chitty chat board. And it was a couple days ago that we announced... it was the 26th, so it was just 2 days, yesterday, that you will see on product pages as more and more of them roll out and are made possible by the acceptance of structured data, sellers putting this stuff in, that occasionally an item may show up because of the way data is structured that doesn't belong there. So, for example... in the announcement, they show a product page where there's a specific type of Seiko watch with a model number. But there was a bracelet link showing up on that page. And there's now on the product pages, there's a little flag button where you can flag this item and say, hey, this isn't a watch. This is a Seiko, like accessory or a part. Doesn't belong on the product page. And this helps us clean up the product pages and helps better ensure the accuracy of the product data that's used for creating these pages. So we decided to crowdsource the errors. There's not enough people at eBay to actually check these every minute, every day, but we have tons of buyers that and sellers who buy who check out the product pages. So if you see on a product page now an item that doesn't belong, you can flag it so that it can be removed from that product page. Not removed from eBay. It's not that the item is illegitimate. And it's not that the seller of the item did anything wrong necessarily, whether intentional or unintentional. It's just that our data our search engine is putting the product page together, and if it includes items that don't match exactly what should be on that product page, this helps the machine learn is basically what it is.
Does every item have a product page?
Not yet. Someday,
what determines?
So it would determine whether or not the item qualifies by its own data set. So if it has a UPC code or a brand name or model number, then we can arrange these items in a product view. So, for example, if you're looking for a Seiko diver's watch that's an XKX009K2, and that's exactly what you're looking for, you're not looking for, like, links or accessories or other types of Seiko watches. This takes you to a page that shows you all of the watches that match this exactly on eBay. It's called a product page. And this is a result. This was an intentional goal of the whole idea behind product identifiers. And the irony of this, by the way, was amazing to me, because 2 days ago I got an email from a nice person who I've corresponded with over the years, who was concerned when she was searching for a particular type of camera and putting in the keywords, that she was getting results that were camera accessories or parts and not the camera itself. And she was using another marketplace as an example, which shall be nameless, as to how that doesn't happen. And I explained to her, this is exactly why we have a project ongoing that's called Product Identifiers. This is the reason why. When the other marketplace and other retail sites start, they start with their own inventory, and they're able to structure this data for everything that's listed. And this particular marketplace then, after a few years, started letting other sellers come in to sell on their marketplace using their product identifiers. eBay wasn't built that way. eBay was built as a marketplace where we weren't the retailers. We did not have inventory. You did. So a little late getting to that, but catching up quickly, and this is one of the benefits of this for buyers.
So be looking for the little flag. If you see something that you feel does not belong, look for the little flag and click on it.
Yeah.
It's that easy, really, right?
Exactly.
Don't have to fill out anything?
You don't have to fill out anything, no.
Just click.
This segment was brought to you by Bulk, BULQ, the easy way to source. Up next, seller meetups, when we return with more of eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, responding to your customers' messages is crucial to your success. But as your business grows, you find you're spending more and more time sifting through those emails each day. Introducing Reply Manager. They streamline the process of replying to buyers through eBay's My Messages. Reply Manager is the only tool that offers category tags and standard replies for the resolution center. Plus, email threads along with internal notes and reminders keep the conversation intact. And you can take action on multiple emails from multiple selling channels all at once. You set the criteria to automatically sort messages, set autoresponders, and generate detailed reports. And Reply Manager won't leave you hanging. They're always available during business hours with after-hours support for emergencies as well. Visit ReplyManager.com for a free trial. No risk, no credit card. ReplyManager.com.
Imagine spending less time shipping, so you can spend more time listing or sourcing, or even just hanging out with family and friends. With Stamps.com, you can print shipping labels in seconds. And with our special offer for eBay Radio listeners, you can get a 5-pound shipping scale for free when you sign up. Just pay shipping and handling for the scale. The scale imports your package weights right into Stamps.com. Stamps.com lets you import orders from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can pay for postage with your PayPal debit card, too. So you get cash back every time you ship. You can even brand your shipping labels with your company logo. Whether you're shipping domestically or overseas, Stamps.com will help you get it done faster and more easily. To get your free scale just for the price of shipping and handling, go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio and sign up for their free eBay shipping program. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Terapeak can tell you all that and so much more. Therapy gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Therapy not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Therapy's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Therapeutic helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Therapeutic. Try it free for 7 days at Therapeutic.com.